It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
And AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. It is time for the Garden Line, 850-437-1620. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you.
I knew the rain was coming today. I was watching the radar last night and the forecast, and kind of knew it was going to be a rainy Tuesday for us, but our plants need it. It's been a little warm.
Well, it has been warm, and I think just rain is going to obviously to cool things off. But I'm looking at the radar, Jenna, and I'm sure all this mess out in the Gulf, I assume, is going to move north, but right now it's kind of skirting us to the south. So I don't know exactly if we're going to get those 4 inches of rain that the News Journal said, but that stuff out in the Gulf right off the coast is a mess. It really is.
Look at it. It's crazy.
It's orange and red, and it's going to be a lot of rain. Whether how much is going to make it to us, we'll see. But no matter what, be on the alert for it. Drive carefully. Watch for the other guy, all the stuff, turn on your headlights, all that stuff, if we're going to have all that rain, because it really does look like a mess.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it.
I think we just need to be prepared and remember to drive with your headlights on and your wipers on.
Full alert,
people. We need everybody staying alive, looking alive and staying alive. 850-437-1620 is the number to call or to text. Our text line is open here on the Garden Line if you have a question. I will also say, though, with the amount of heat that we just experienced this past weekend, I mean, it was like heat index of like 111 or 12 at some point.
It was unbelievable. And I, one of the messages I think that we need to discuss briefly on the Garden Line is safety in that kind of heat. What I do, and I've talked to some of my friends about the same thing. This time of year, there is a lot of work to do in the yard. It's not a lot of new plantings to do, but the weeds and some of the pruning and just kind of keeping things clean is a chore. But you just can't get out there at noon and do it, John. It's just too hot. It's really, when you get heat indexes like you just mentioned, well over 100, it can be dangerous. So set a time. Get up early.
Yeah.
Do it really early. Maybe set a time, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, to stop. And to say, I'm not going to do it anymore.
For your safety
for
and your health.
Safety.
Goodness.
Exactly. And then just kind of spread it over a couple of days. Now, I know that's really easy for an old retired guy like me to say because I've got the time to do it. But if you're working, of course, sometimes during the week, of course, you can't get up and work in the yard. You got to go to work.
Oh, sure.
But point is that whatever you do, just be careful. Stay out of that noon heat.
Yes.
And drink a lot of water. Just keep drinking that water. That is so critical.
Yes. And hopefully we're not going to see too high of temperatures. It does look like it's going to creep up in the 80s this week, but getting a little bit of cloud coverage to keep us cool. Hey, 850-437-1620. We have some texts coming in. We actually have Nathan from Gulf Breeze on the line. Nathan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Line.
Good morning. Appreciate you guys. I call in frequently and get your advice all the time, and it's working out well for me.
Oh, great.
So I got another question for you now.
Yeah, man. What you got?
So I've been watering a lot, and it may be over-watering, but I don't know. But I'm getting some black, black stuff on my vegetation now. And then also the grass kind of, wild grass, the decorative grass that you grow, it's got some white fluffy on it. I'm not sure if that's a mold or what that is. Maybe I'm overwatering, but I'm getting a lot of black on some of my vegetation now. I'm not sure what that is.
Well, let me tell you what it probably is. It's what they call black sooty mold. run your finger over it, and it'll come off black on your fingers, sort of like soot out of a fireplace. This is what causes it, and you can look really closely on your foliage to see if you have this. Many times it's caused by scale. Scale, the little white dots, which are really insects that have are sucking the juices out of the plant, and that juice is called honeydew, and the honeydew gets on the leaves of the foliage and turns into that black sooty mold. It's dangerous for the health of the plant. Only problem is, to cure it, you need to spray some ultrafine oil, sort of like the old Volk oil, but the ultrafine oil is the best thing. But you've got to be careful, Nathan, about the heat. Spraying anything on your plants right now, other than, say, a regular insecticide, is probably going to be dangerous. So that's what I would do. I would get me just a good, generic insecticide to spray on those plants. And here's the key. You've got to get underneath the leaves. That's generally where that scale is, where that problem is coming from. So spray underneath those leaves with that insecticide. But as we get into September, now of course September can be a hot month too, and we do get a little moderation in temperatures. Ultra fine oil. No matter if all that sooty mold you've got, Nathan, it's cleared up and it looks great and everybody's happy, still spray with that ultrafine oil as we get into the early fall. That's really important. But I think that's probably your problem. The white stuff you're seeing could easily be an insect, could be a mealybug. It looks like a little bit like a small ball of cotton. That same insecticide that you're going to spray on your other foliage is perfect for that. Now, last thing, talking about overwatering. I'm not so sure with this heat that you can overwater. Now, what you've got to do, if we have 4 inches of rain today, then obviously turn off your sprinkler system. You don't water. But as you know, Nathan, that in Pensacola, with our sandy soil, we can dry out very, very quickly. So just because we get, say, a bunch of rain today, don't hold off watering for a week or so. Watch it closely, and remember, your grass is going to tell you if it needs water. If let's say you have St. Augustine, those grass blades will kind of fold in half, kind of like you're folding your hands in half, kind of like you're praying, really. It's kind of what it looks like. And when you walk on your lawn, you look back, and it's kind of leaving footprints where it's mashed the grass down. That's a sure sign that your grass needs water. But with all this rain, you can turn it off, then you're going to have to turn it back on. It's hard to get on a regular schedule like we normally do in the summer, say 3 times a week or 4 times a week for 30 minutes. That's how we've always acted. But with this crazy, unsettled weather we've been having, you've kind of got to take it day by day. So I think that's that kind of covers your situation, Nathan. I hope try that insecticide and let us know how it works. We really would like to know.
Yes, and thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you. Again, the number is 850-437-1620. You're listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Please call or text if you have a question. We have Maria from Pensacola on the line. Good morning, Maria. What's your question for Mike?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Maria. Good morning. How are you?
Good. I really enjoy your show and learn a lot. So
thank you
so much.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Just a quick question. So I have a lot of flower beds, and so I have a lot of issue with the weeds, but I don't feel comfortable using Roundup and those types of products, so I basically clean them by hand. But they have mentioned there is like a pre-emergent, I think, called Preen.
Yes.
And I wanted your input on that. Is that good? Would that help?
I have got a container of Preen in my garage. So I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I would recommend that. Now, of course, here's what you got to do, and you know this if you have done this before. You got to get the weeds out of there first. All the ones you got. If you're not going to use Roundup, and by the way, I respect that. Roundup has got some issues that a lot of people say I don't want to use it, and I totally understand that. So I wouldn't. But that's probably the only chemical that one can use in the flower beds. So the Preem is pre-emergent. It's just like the kind of like a weed and feed one would put on their lawn. the preem just keeps that those weeds from germinating. But clean it out good. Have it nice and clean. Not a weed in sight. Sprinkle it out at the rate that's listed on the can or the container, whatever you may have. And do it at that exact rate. And I think it will help. Now, I always say this, and we know this. Maria, you know it, too, if you've done a lot of gardening in Pensacola. This is Pensacola. None of these weed killers are perfect. They just aren't. But it will really lower the population of those weeds that you've got in that flower bed. So I agree with you. I would use it.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Maria. Stay in touch with us, will you?
Yes, thank you for that.
Definitely.
I appreciate that. And you know, I like when they give us updates. Like Nathan, he's a regular caller. I'm waiting to hear from David. He's one of our regulars. Please let us know how things are going. It's nice to get a good garden update here on the Garden Line.
Well, and I hope people like Nathan and Maria understand how much we appreciate them participating in our show, because most of the times the questions they ask are the questions on other people's minds.
It's true.
That are, because we're in a very seasonal business. The questions change, the issues change with the weather and the seasons, and we appreciate these questions from our viewers, which I think are very timely.
Very timely. All right, Mike, we're going to take a quick break here on the Garden Line. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 1420.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical-grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer SHINE counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
He knows the news. He considers the facts. He tells you what he thinks. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
USA men's volleyball indoor. They were playing against Argentina. They had a ridiculously hard pool. It was 3-0. They were just better. America couldn't serve. America couldn't serve receive. America, it just wasn't great on hitting. I mean, it was, you know, if you can't pass and you can't serve, you can't win. And they couldn't pass or serve, and they didn't win.
5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr here with Mike Wiggins. All right, y'all, get your texts in, get your calls in. It looks like we have the phone ringing off the hook over here, Mike. 850-437-1620 is the number to call.
Great, great. Jenna, one thing we need to talk about, and if we can, you know, during the show today, we have had the discussion about dry spots in the yard. And trying to say, is it really a dry spot or is it a disease or an insect? Well, we don't have many dry spots in our yards right now. We really don't. So what we've got to watch out for, if you have discoloration or brown circles or whatever in your yard, it's probably either a pest, an insect, or it's a fungus. And I wrote down my top, was it 6 problems that could be in your yard and how to diagnose them. I know we got a phone call. Let's do that. But before the show is over, either today or next week, we can pursue that and talk about these things to look for in your yard and how to treat them. Because that is a very timely topic.
Okay, excellent. Hey, Cheryl is on the phone. Cheryl from Pensacola. Welcome to the Garden Line.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
How you doing, Cheryl?
I had a question. I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Good. Okay, I had a question. I have got three citrus trees. I got a lemon, a lime, and a tangerine. They're pretty young, but the lemons and limes are about, I guess, 2 years old.
Okay.
And the orange is still a little baby. But anyway, they're all in a container type situation. And one thing I did want to know, on one of my plants in particular, I don't know, it seems like it loves the lime bush, but I have noticed a couple of, and I looked them up, but I can't think of the name of them right now. They're like a caterpillar of some sort, wicked looking thing when they're big. They've got like horns that come out, and it almost looks like bird doo-doo on the on the leaf when you see them.
I hear you.
And I'm just wondering, how, you know, if I can't catch them all, how much it's going to affect my plant. And then I am going to be out of town for about 2 weeks, and I didn't know how long they can go without being watered.
That's a great question.
Right now I'm trying to do it at least do it every other day, but, you know, of course in a container, I think sometimes, you know, because I do have drainage, so, you know, it's not standing water or anything.
Right.
But between that and then my last question is, what kind of insecticide? I know when you purchase these plants, they have what I'm assuming is some kind of protection for X amount of time. And then I'm assuming that at that time I need to start putting some kind of protection for my pests. So I'm not sure if I'm at that point, and I wasn't sure what time to get. So that's all my questions. Thank you.
Well, the great questions. Great. Let's just kind of take them one by one. The worm with the horns. There is a worm called a tomato hornworm. That could be a close cousin to what you're having. If you can, and this would be the very natural way to control that, if they're big worms, literally pick them off if you can. Pick them up and get rid of them. But you can also use this product we've talked about on the show before, this Bacillus thuringiensis, initials BT. You can buy it at almost any garden center, which you can buy, I think, a liquid, but a powder, whatever. But the point is, it's very safe. It's very safe. You could use it on your citrus for worms. It's only for worms, but that's what it's for. Also, if you have other problems with insects on there, aphids, for example, you can buy off the shelf fruit tree spray. Very important that you look on the label of every insecticide you buy with that citrus, that it's labeled for citrus. That's critical, because some of these things can damage it, and some of these things you don't want to spray on a plant that's producing something you're going to eat. So be sure to read the label. But those products are available, but that Bacillus thuringiensis is a good product to take care of those worms. Insofar as watering is concerned, now, what concerns me, what you said, is that they're in containers. And we all know that any plant that's in a container is going to dry out quicker than one that's in the ground. I was out of town, a couple of weeks ago for almost a week, and I was lucky. I hired my grandson to come over and water the plants. And you've got the same situation there. If you're going to be gone for an extended period of time, you really need to get somebody in there that can water the plants. Maybe not every other day. Maybe after the third day you're gone, come in and water those container plants, and maybe one more time. But those container plants dry out, and if that's the case, then you could have some real problems. So you need to get those container plants watered. So in any event, that's exactly kind of how I would handle it. with the fruit tree spray and the Bacillus thuringiensis and the watering the plants. But those citrus, you got to be careful. I like them in containers because you can pull the container in when we have cold weather, but you do need to water them a little bit more. So that's the story.
Okay, hey, you know what, Mike? We're going to take a quick break. We have Dan from Pensacola on the line. We're going to try to squeeze him in when we come back here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3.
Summer is here, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now it's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers. Now you can get the big green egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
Join Claymology Thursday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claymology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storms claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions so you'll know what you need before the next storm arrives.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu, a roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength.
Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look, an emu wearing sunglasses.
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensation on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more Thursday at 9 on Pensacola Expert Panel with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays.
Welcome back to the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr here with Mike Wiggins, 850-437-1620. We have Dan from Pensacola on the line. Good morning. What's your question for Mike?
Hey, guys. Good to hear y'all.
Oh, good morning, Dan.
I cleared a little bed out with some caladiums a few months ago, and I've got these little—I don't know what they are. They're weeds. If you were comparing to something, they look like a little bitty baby mimosa. But there's no mimosas around here.
No, but people do call that a mimosa weed. They do. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've got them coming up in my caladium bed. Matter of fact, and I need to pull them.
Yeah. I was just wondering if there's any. I'm gonna go ahead and pull them again as soon as I get some dry weather. Is there anything? I heard y'all talking about preen. Is there anything I could put on that after I get them cleaned out again?
Sure, absolutely. Clean them out, and that preen is once again you can buy it. You can buy it in a canister, and you can kind of salt and pepper it, if you will, in the bed. Just scratch it in, kind of rake it in lightly, and you can water it in after that. And that will inhibit the future weeds. And as I mentioned a little while ago. Maria, that if you can do that, but don't expect total miracles, because those are very, very, they're tenacious. They really are. They just keep coming. But that preem should help you. There's no question about it. Now, of course, you could, you know, if you can isolate, you could use some Roundup if you're so inclined to use that. And that would kill the weeds all the way down to the roots, and it'd be all over. And you wouldn't even have to pull them. But I recommend pulling them and using that pre-emergence. I think that's a good way to do it and a safe way to do it.
Okay, so the Roundup wouldn't bother the caladium?
Not if you don't get it on them. That's the key. That is the key. You could spray very close to the caladium, but if you get any of it on the foliage, you got problems. It'll kill them dead as a doornail.
Yeah.
So if you can, I've even known people, Dan, that would get cardboard and put cardboard next to a plant and spray the weeds with Roundup on the other side of the cardboard, because you can get close, you just can't get on the foliage. Roundup kills grassy weeds and plants by its systemic. It works through the plant into the roots. Get it on the plant, you got problems. So anyway, let's pull them and use Supreme. That might be the best way to do it.
All right, excellent.
Thanks,
Thank
Dad.
You for your call, Dan. We're going to have a local news update after Fox. And stick around. We have questions coming in about shade trees. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Even more people are being stopped trying to cross the southern border, the most in South Texas.
The Department of Homeland Security says illegal immigrants were stopped at the U.S.-Mexican border 210,000 times in July, up from 188,000 times in June, the highest number seen in more than 20 years.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. 19,000 children reported traveling alone from Mexico into the U.S. in July, is the most ever in 1 month, according to Homeland Security. Former President Trump has a rally scheduled in Cullman, Alabama.
His political organization, Save America, announcing he'll deliver remarks August 21st. The visit, coinciding with the summer meeting for the Republican Party of Alabama, which he carried by large margins, winning by more than 25 percentage points in both 2016 and 2020.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Team USA gymnast Simone Biles wins bronze in the balance beam at the Olympics in Japan. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 9:31, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620, 77 and mostly cloudy. I'm Mark Jacobs. An investigation continuing after a man's found dead on the Navarre Beach Causeway. Assistant Chief Deputy Shane Tucker says it happened Sunday afternoon.
Right now, there's nothing that's been established to suggest that foul play is involved. However, the medical examiner has custody of the individual and will conduct an autopsy to determine cause of death.
The body has been identified as 36-year-old Jeremy Patrick Wheatman. A public shopping center in Milton officially under construction. Merganser Commons at Dogwood Estates, breaking ground this week, should open next spring. That shopping center providing Milton with its first Publix, in addition to a mix of other retail and dining options. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today. We do have an 80% chance of rain. Temperatures warming near 87 degrees for that high, dropping near 73 overnight. Tonight, we will have another chance of a few showers and thunderstorms. 50% chance of rain overall. Rain chances should be decreasing as we go through Wednesday morning. From the First Morning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
77 in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze, also 77 in Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. In a sign that demand for luxury goods is rebounding, net revenue almost tripled for high-end apparel maker Ralph Lauren compared to a year earlier when stores were closed at the height of the first COVID wave. The company also doubled its marketing spend, sponsoring the U.S. Olympic team and other sporting events this year. Shares are up 8%. Reese Witherspoon's female-centric media business, Hello Sunshine, is being acquired by a new company backed by private equity firm Blackstone and run by former Disney executives. The Wall Street Journal values Hello Sunshine at about $900 million. The production companies behind TV projects including Big Little Lies and Witherspoon's Book Club, which has fed many of her adaptations to screen projects. Prepare for pain at the pump. Gas Buddy head petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan says strong demand is pushing gasoline prices up again after a brief lull. Stocks are mixed. The Dow Industrials are up 9 points, NASDAQ off 59, and the S&P down 2. And that's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
August the 3rd, 1971, from the Pensacola District Office of Congressman Robert L.F. Sykes, this is News Radio 1620. Just moments ago, Representative Sykes, who has served this district since 1940, presented a bulletin to newsmen, a statement from Mr. Sykes and Representative Colmer of Louisiana, and this said as follows. As of yesterday, Representative Colmer and I have placed for consideration a bill which would create a Gulf Islands National Seashore, segments of Gulf Front and other select properties, which would become a part of our National Parks protected land, assuring proper development for public enjoyment, and specifically prohibiting commercial development which would exclude public access. Representative Colmer and I recognize that there are interests opposed to such a movement, but as of today, we believe that we have commitments from House and Senate members to assure this bill's passage.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr here with Mike Wiggins, 850-437-1620. Man, our phones are ringing off the hook in that first half hour there, Mike. So please, if you want to call in, now is your time, 850-437-1620. We do have a text here. I mentioned it earlier, a little tease. Actually, we have a few. Let's talk shade trees, because it's hot and we need some shade.
We do need some shade, no doubt about it.
So what are some good shade trees that kind of hold up here?
Well, that's a great question. That's a great question. And we generally deal with trees, as far as the seasons go, in the winter, because the shade trees, of course, that really give us a good shade are deciduous. They lose their leaves. They're dormant in the winter, and that's the best time to plant them. But, of course, nowadays, you can buy almost any tree in a container and plant it any time of the year, and you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Here's just some of my favorites. Let me just pull these off the top of my head here. I really do like, if you want a nice, fast-growing shade tree, the red maple is great. It is a straight-growing tree. It does lose its leaves, but it grows very, very fast. I also like a river birch. River birch, to me, is a beautiful tree. It has beautiful leaves in the fall. It has a red, peely bark. It's just really, really a pretty, pretty tree. Of course, a sycamore is a good tree. I'm not a big fan of a sycamore tree because it really is kind of a messy tree.
Isn't there a song about a sycamore tree?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that is.
I can hear the sycamore tree, but I can't hear the rest of it. So.
But they have the big dinner plate leaves, and when they come fall off in the winter, it's just a big mess. But you want a shade tree, that'll do it. But don't ever forget what I think is just Pensacola classic shade tree is a live oak. Live oaks are great shade trees. Now, a lot of people will say, oh, Mike, I don't want to do that. It's such a slow grower. Well, you know, that's not really true. When you first plant a live oak, it does take a season or two for those roots to kind of get established and get going. But once that live oak gets going, it will grow very, very fast and give you a nice shade tree.
They're beautiful.
Oh, they are beautiful. One thing you got to remember, and this is for any plant. I was going to talk about this later, but this is a great opportunity. No matter what plant you buy, especially this time of year, after it's been in a container the whole season, hadn't sold yet, and been in that pot, be sure to score those roots. I don't care if it's an azalea or a live oak, you know, and everything in between. Get a box cutter and just, as you take it out of the pot, if those roots are all wound around, it's real tight around that root ball, get that box cutter and just slit them. Just slit them.
Oh.
You think you're going to damage the tree, but what you're going to do, you're going to make it go through that transition of planting it and coming out of that pot much easier.
Okay.
So you need to score the roots. Like I say, on any plant, azaleas are horrible about getting root bound in a container. Loosen them up. Some people don't even worry about the box cutter. Just get your gloves and just loosen them with your hand and then plant the plant.
That might answer some questions as to why some of my little shrubs and plants that I have transplanted from the pot to the ground haven't lasted very
long. And exactly, because here, this is kind of oversimplifying it, but you have an azalea that's just totally root-bound. It's just hard roots all the way around it. And you very gingerly put it in the ground, what's going to happen is that water is going to come in from the side where those roots are wound around and literally bounce off. The only water that's going to get to that plant is through the top. And many times that's not enough. So in any event, score those roots on the things that you plan. And also, and sometimes I'm not in agreement with some of the folks in Gainesville who make some of the rules that we try to follow, use some organic material too, no matter what. A little bit of organic, our Canadian sphagnum peat moss, mix that with the sand, a lot of water in the hole in which you're putting the plant, and you can plant it any time of the year as long as you follow some of those rules. But that the live oak and the sycamore and the red maple, river birch are really, really good shade trees.
Okay, excellent. Hey, our friend Paul with Blue Sky Landscaping texted in, I really like the sweet gum tree, even though it can be a little messy.
Yes, I agree. That is a good one that does well here. Exactly. Very interesting bark on that, too. So, yes, that's a great tree. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate that. And by the matter of fact, talking to Paul, Paul's listening, I got to tell him this because he introduced us to this. I had dinner with some friends the other night, and one of the guys said, I have got this great plant in my yard that's just thriving. You've got to come over to my house and see it. He says, I think it's called the tractor seat plant.
Okay, yep.
And Paul introduced us to that. It's a leopard plant,
yep.
But so many people call it the tractor seat plant because it looks like a big lily pad and it looks like the seat that would be on a tractor. But my friend was so proud of that. I didn't dare tell him, oh, we know about that already.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Paul from Blue Sky kind of introduced us to that.
Let him have his moment.
Oh, yeah,
just
we did.
Just let him be. Sometimes it's better.
Oh, it is. It was better, no doubt about it. But in any event, I just thought about Paul when my friend said that, because he said, you've got to come over to my house and look at this plant. This called a tractor seed plant. I said, well, it's a good plant. And by the way, another little bit I would like to do one of these days is talking about shade plants. I mean, we all want shade. We've talked about plants that thrive in the hot sun. There are a lot of shade plants that do well in the shade in Pensacola, and the tractor plant the leopard plant.
We can call it that.
Whichever.
I know what you're saying.
Does well in a relatively shady situation.
That's
and,
right.
And sometimes we kind of struggle as to what plants to plant in the shade, and that's one of them.
Yes. The shade plants here, it's either they're going to wilt away or, they're going to spread like wildfire.
Exactly.
Okay, so we have another question here, 850-437-1620 on the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. He's here to answer your questions. Our friend Mark, who is an avid listener to the Garden Line.
Mark, thanks.
And to the Pensacola Expert Panel, thank you so much for listening. So this is your question. Okay, let me pronounce this right. I should have brought my glasses. Okay, Fipronil or Bifen granular insecticides, which one is more effective and safer? Did I say any of that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
And I tell you what, I think it's all a matter of the label, quite frankly. Any insecticide is, for lack of a better word, kind of a toxic chemical. It is. You know, it's poison. You just, you can't eat it, drink it. You got to be careful. The ones he mentioned are good, but you've watched the label for what you're going to use it for. If you're going to use it to take care of aphids on Japanese yew, that's fine, but be sure it's listed for ornamentals and listed for aphids. If you're going to spray for chinch bugs in the lawn, be sure that one is labeled for St. Augustine grass or centipede grass, whichever one you have. I don't mean to skirt the issue here, but both of those are good products. But be sure whatever you're trying to do with that insecticide is listed on that label. That label is the Bible. You've got to pay attention to it. If not, you can hurt yourself. You can. So be careful. Be careful. You be very, very careful.
I mean, we already have the masks lying around.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt when you're trying to work with those things just to throw one on.
Oh, yeah.
I usually wear like a handkerchief, like a bandana.
Sure.
If I'm outside, even just doing basic weeding or weed whacking or pulling anything, just so, because my allergies are terrible.
And if you're spraying insecticides, wear some safety goggles
also. That's true too.
I mean, they're just like glasses, kind of like sunglasses, and just put those on along with
your mask. Right.
And long pants. And a long sleeve shirt. It's a good idea.
You should wear
too.
A hazmat suit. That's my opinion. And like freak out your neighbors, just for fun. And just like walk around and like have like, just take little specimen, samples and then see what happens if your neighbors call the police.
Exactly. And don't forget your integrated pest management.
That's right.
You don't want to take either one of these chemicals that we were talking about here, and spray your whole yard if you only have the problem on a couple of plants over
right.
in the backyard. Just be very thoughtful about where you spray all of these chemicals. And don't forget, there are natural chemicals out there. We've talked about that Bacillus thuringiensis, that BT, before. Look into neem, N-E-E-M. It's sort of a natural insecticide. Comes from a tree in India, I think. I think it's in India. It's somewhere in the Mideast somewhere. Anyway, it's neem. Comes from a neem tree, and it is a relatively safer. Still got a label on it. Still got to read it, but it's still a safer chemical that you might want to think about using.
I like that. I like safer. Safer is better for me.
I agree.
I just, you know, I pets, agree. Animals, people, just want to yeah. keep them safe.
But keep in mind this is the last thing. If you've got a huge investment in your lawn and your plants, and if you need to go buy an insecticide to spray your plants or your lawn, you know, if you've got the problem, don't hesitate to do it. It's just critical that you follow that label and do it correctly. Watch your weather, watch your watering and all that stuff. Just the label will tell you all of that. But don't let the plants die if you've got a problem.
Right.
As long as there is a product that's labeled for it on the shelf, just follow the rules and be careful.
Absolutely. Safety first.
You got it.
Hey, we got to take a quick break here, 850-437-1620. You're listening to The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
If there's one place you don't want to get rushed, it's when you're at the doctor. Quality time is the key to quality health care. With VIP care, it's not an in-and-out 15-minute once-over in the exam room. You get time with your doctor to get the best treatment. And VIP care is all about prevention, too. They want to help you get healthy and stay healthy. You really are a VIP.
Better health. It's about time.
VIP care.
In Pensacola on Davis Highway, Fine Forest Road, and Mobile Highway. In Milton on Caroline Street.
Have you ever wondered if that review you're reading is from an actual customer? When you search for businesses at BBB.org, Better Business Bureau makes sure every review you see is from a real customer. For over 100 years, BBB has been connecting consumers to good businesses. So if you're looking for a good business, look for the seal. Start your search at BBB.org. Start with trust. BBB.org.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money talk on The Ramsey Show. No more because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Jim, that's great stuff. Who is that? I don't know that.
Yeah, so this is actually an older song with Amy Winehouse is singing, and Mark Ronson
really
wrote it with her. Yeah. It's one of my favorite songs.
That's great stuff.
She passed away. It was very, very tragic, very young. She was an English singer. And it was very tragic. So talented. And, you know, I like to throw some new-ish music in. But I'm also, listen, when they say golden oldies and I ask the Alexa to play that and they play me something from the late 80s, I get very bitter. That is not any oldies. You missed the golden part, like the good stuff. So I do like to add some new, like more funk and soul and jazz in too. So it's a good song for a rainy day.
There's no question. And Jenna, one quick programming note, if you will. Next week, I think Andrew's on vacation. I'm going to sit in on Monday and Wednesday, and you're going to be with me. And we'll find us some good music.
Oh, absolutely.
We will play some good music next week, no doubt about it.
Andrew's away. The kids are going to play.
Absolutely. We will play some music that you won't forget. So I look forward to that. That'll be fun.
It's going to be so much fun. And, of course, the Pensacola Morning News plays every single morning. You don't have to wait till Monday, of course, Andrew. He'll be here, and I'll be starting to help him on Friday. So it'll be a lot of fun. It's gonna be a good time, and I enjoy being able to hang out with good people for a job. I'll just say that.
It does make it fun.
It blesses my heart. 850-437-1620. Cool music today. Well, thank you so much for that. Paul said that he and his sisters used to chunk the sweet gum spike balls. Oh, you chuck the sweet gum spike balls at each other.
Right.
Oh, that's very kind. I mean, it's one way to use them. That is recycling there. A tree with a game installed. So, Mike, you said you had some stuff you wanted to share with us.
Real quick. I think I had noted, I jotted down here, 6 pests to look for. Because of all the rain and the lushness of our lawns. Our lawns look good. Our lawns look very good. Very lush, growing very fast. And sometimes that's just an invitation to some of these problems. Okay, let's kind of get to the very first one here. That was, of course, our chinch bugs, which affect St. Augustine grass. If you have centipede grass, don't worry about it. If you have zoysia, I wouldn't worry about that either. It's St. Augustine grass. Here's what you got to do. Look out by the street. Look by your driveway. And you've got an area that you say, oh, you know, it looks like it's just not getting any water. Well, we've gotten our share of water. So it's probably chinch bugs. Get you about a 4-inch plug. Kind of dig it out with your shovel. Put it in a bucket. Hold the plug down in the water. Fill the bucket with water. Hold the plug down. And if you've got chinch bugs, they'll start crawling up the edge of that bucket. No, they're little bugs. They're small, and they look like they are kind of white. Well, they've got they're really wings on the back of them, but they look like they've kind of got these white spots on the back. You'll know them because they'll be, if you've got a handful of them, you've got to treat quickly. That's where you got to get your insecticide, and you've got to either spray it or get a granular insecticide and treat it. Treat the spot, and then come off of that spot 10 or 15 feet at least. And treat for them, and that's one reason. That is just one reason that people have gone to zoysia grass, because the St. Augustine is so susceptible to chinch bugs. Also, mole crickets. A lot of people will see a mole cricket crossing their driveway, and they're primitive looking. They really are. But this time of year is probably not a time to worry too much about them. They need to be treated generally early part of the summer. So I really wouldn't be too worried about that at this point. Spittle bugs are the bugs that have the orange stripes on them. A lot of the literature says it will possibly damage some of your shrubs, but for the most part, they really don't do a whole lot of damage. I would not panic if I saw that in my yard. Matter of fact, I'm not even sure if I saw one, I would even treat it. So spittle bugs, no big deal. This is a big deal, though, sod webworms. This is one that is so timely here as we get into August. You got St. Augustine grass. Once again, not a big deal for centipede or zoysia. You got St. Augustine grass, and you look at your yard. You walk out and get your newspaper on a Monday, and boy, your yard looks great, great. I'm proud of it. You go out on Tuesday, and you've got this big area of what looks like brown grass. Well, if you go look at it very, very closely, you'll see you've got a few sprigs of grass that are still there, and they have big chunks chewed out of them. because the sod webworms will chew that grass down to the nub. It will. Now, if you go out in your yard today and you see these dingy little moths flying over about knee height over your yard, that's the moth that lay the eggs from which the sod webworms are born. And that's when they start doing damage to your yard. To put it very bluntly, put it very scientifically, it looks like a goat's been eating your yard. That's exactly what it looks like. You've got to treat quickly because they will move through your yard very, very fast. That's sod webworms. Now, just because you have the moths flying around doesn't mean you're going to have the sod webworms. But if you have the sod webworms, you can be sure you had the moths. So just inspect, look very closely, and treat with insecticide in a very timely manner. That's sod webworms. So those are a couple of the insects. Maybe before we show today or maybe next week, we'll talk a little bit about the disease situation. But that's some of the bugs, the nasty varmints that can affect especially St. Augustine grass.
Okay, excellent. Well, we got to take another break before we wrap up here with Mike Wiggins on The Garden Line.
It's time to turn the page and kick off a new year with delicious foods at Great Southern Restaurant Group. Join them tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel when Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, will discuss their upcoming menu additions and many other delicious events to mark on your calendar for the upcoming months. That's tomorrow morning at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like you're going 100 miles an hour, barely keeping up. But to cruise through challenges, you need someone who's right there with you. That's what Dell Technologies advisors do. They have the tech advice you need to get past whatever's in front of you and get to where you want to go. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Tuesday nights in the summer are reserved for Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Every Tuesday night at 7, there's a new band at the Gulfside Pavilion playing live music just for you. This week, it's Christy D's Bad Juju, Pensacola's premier rock, top 40, classic, blues, and everything in between musical act. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and something to snack on, but don't bring any pets or glass. We'll have samples from Buffalo Rock Pepsi at the Cat Country Tent. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion.
Join the Cat Crew for the third Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital on Friday, August 27th. Wind Creek Atmore will match donations up to $20,000. Hear the stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff. All funds raised during this year's event will support the Neonatal Transport Unit. Thank you to our Hope sponsors, Cox Business and Gulf Winds Cares Foundation.
You're listening to The Garden Line. We've been having a lot of fun here with Mike Wiggins. We're wrapping up. We're going to take one last question from Margaret. Margaret's on the phone. Margaret, we have about 30 seconds. What's your question for Mike Wiggins?
Okay, the caterpillars, you're just talking about moths. Well, the caterpillars, do they look the same as a caterpillar for a butterfly? I don't want to kill a caterpillar if it's going to be a butterfly.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think it's the same thing. I think the life cycle is the moth, the eggs, and then the worm. I don't think they go into butterflies, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. Okay, because I don't want to kill them. There's something ate all my fennel, and they ate the parsley up.
No question.
I could Google it.
Yeah, these worms generally won't mess with any of your plants, but they will sure destroy your St. Augustine lawn. So be on the lookout.
Yes, definitely. I love that you were looking out for our butterfly friends. Thank you for that. Oh, my goodness. Margaret, thank you again. Mike, busy day.
Oh, it has busy day. Jenny, thank you for all you're doing, and thanks all the people for calling. Great questions today.
Absolutely. It was a wonderful time here on The Garden Line. Stay tuned. We have Bob Burgie joining us for Winning with Main State Financial. You can call or text in with your questions, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.